many of them have chosen to violate what's called the 1999 over-the-counter regulation that FDA published that governs how sunscreens can be marketed. For instance, in order to label it with an SPF number, you have to follow a certain protocol that tests your formula on 20 people and then applies the statistics to make sure that you can give a viable protection factor. Problem is, a lot of people have chosen to do other things that aren't legal, such as in 1999, the FDA made it illegal to market sunscreens that say sunblock, waterproof, all-day protection, because these terms actually mislead consumers. There is no such thing as a sunblock, because that implies that the preparation actually blocks all of the sun. No sunscreen does that. It's impossible. The all-day protection is a terrible thing, because people think that, you know, you can slap it on once in the morning, and then suddenly they're protected all day. Well, sunscreen doesn't stay on you for more than 2 hours. That is based on the American Academy of Dermatology studies and substantiated with their recommendations that if you're out in the sun for 2 or more hours, you need to reapply and that you need to use an SPF 15 or better sunscreen. SPF is another interesting metric of sun protection because as you get above SPF 15, the amount of protection you get for each additional SPF unit decreases. Case in point, at SPF 15, you have 93.3% protection from UV. You can triple the SPF number to 45, but instead of giving you three times or tripling the protection, it only gives you 4.5% more protection. So it boosts you from 93.3% protection to 97.8% protection. The problem is it requires 300% or three times more petrochemical actives to get you there. From a health perspective, it makes very little sense. You're increasing your protection level 4.5% for 300% more petroleum chemical exposure. That's why you may have heard that SPF 15 is really all you need in terms of protection, but you do need to use sunscreen properly. You need to reapply it if you're outside for more than 2 hours because you sweat, you rub it off, you roll over on your towel, and that wipes it off, and if you go swimming, you're washing it off. So it's very critical to reapply sunscreen if you want to get the full protection from it.